Juan O'Sullivan with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, Monterey, California. The primary talking points, after 11 years of conducting field research on juvenile white sharks in the Southern California Bight, Sucker de Los Angeles, is that white sharks do make up a bycatch or an incidental catch of the gillnet fishery that exists outside of 3 nautical miles. What we've learned is that if the sharks are caught alive, 85% and greater will survive if released alive. We've also learned that the soak time of the nets, if kept under 24 hours, really reduces the amount of mortalities of the juvenile white sharks. So for the conservation of white sharks, you don't need to close a fishery to protect. You just need to modify it slightly so the fishermen aren't leaving their nets out multiple days unless of weather or engine problems. So a simple modification will really improve the survivorship and the incidental interactions with white sharks. And the third most important thing is that we see this conductivity between the Southern California Bight and Central Baja. And so the white sharks see no border, and we must look at the conservations of white sharks along the Eastern Pacific as if it is one group together. In our white shark juvenile team, he is our Mexican component, not only for the Pacific, but also if we are able to move into the Gulf for satellite tagging and tracking through acoustics, the white shark's movements in the Gulf. Oh, I've been working as a colleague with SOSA for over 15 años, so I find that many of the species, if they're the atun, dorado, sharks, mobulids, mola, the species that move back and forth along the Eastern Pacific. If they are in the northern state, we try to work with Oscar. If they move all the way to the southern state, is with Dr. Philippe Galvan or Dr. Sofia Ortega and colleagues there. So it's a beautiful country, and it's a wonderful way to track and follow animals back and forth.